Now let's begin this section. And there's a new note now. The thunders and lightnings of Sinai are subdued. They're smothered now by the wonderful message of grace that comes from God. Will you listen to it? Verse 1. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. This is no longer now woe unto somebody. We had six woes in the last section. That is the first section of the book. And there were about a dozen burdens. That's all been lifted now because we are going to see a burden bearer here, one who later on will fulfill everything that Isaiah said about him, and he will be the one that will give an invitation, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll rest you. He lifts the burden, and we have here now this comfort. Comfort ye, and that's a sigh of yearning that comes from the pulsating heart of our God. And he's a God of all comfort. Remember, that's the way that Paul speaks of him in 2 Corinthians, 1st chapter, verse 3. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. And the Holy Spirit, by the way, is called the Comforter. The Lord Jesus said, I'm going to pray the Father, and he'll give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And he is today a Comforter that's in the world. Now in verse 2, speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her, that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Now, it's been suggested that when there was an indebtedness or mortgage on a house in Israel, that the fact was written on a paper, that is, a legal document, just as we'd have today when a mortgage is made. Now, in that day, the mortgage was put on one of the doorposts so that, I guess, all your neighbors, all your friends would know that you got a mortgage on your place. Now, when that mortgage was paid off, then the second copy of it, the carbon copy of it, was taken and put on the other doorpost. Now, that's the sign that it's been paid. Now, that's what he says here. This was what it meant to receive double. They've been pardoned. It's been paid. The Lord Jesus has paid the debt. Now, that's the difference, actually, between the dealings of God with his people and with us today, that actually separates Christianity from all pagan religions and the Old Testament, even under law, altogether different. And it's all wrapped up in that little word, propitiation. Now, the heathen and all their religions, they bring an offering to God to appease him. And that's what propitiation means. A great many people think that's what it means in the Bible. That it means you got to do something that God is angry. You got to do something to win him over. And the heathen are always doing that. Their gods are always angry. They're difficult to get along with. And their feelings are hurt. And my, they're not very friendly. But the thing is that the sin of man has alienated man from God. But you see, it's God who did something. And today, God is propitious. You don't have to do anything to win him over. And propitiation is toward God. And reconciliation is toward us. God has done everything that needs to be done. And today, we're asked to be reconciled to God, not to bring something to win him over. God's already won over. That's what Jesus did for us on the cross. Now, that's the word of comfort. And that's the word of comfort that's gone out today to a lost world.